Love's Naked Truth with Lisa Simmons, a podcast where we tell our stories and dive deep into the raw and unfiltered life of love, sex, who we crush on, and why we do what we do, and everything in between. I'm a certified matchmaker and a licensed real estate broker, and I match lovers and buyers for a living. So get ready for a no slut shaming, no judgment, and no filters, just raw, untold stories, and who knows what else can happen. Welcome to my very first podcast. So today's episode is going to be more about myself, and it's going to be a shorter episode, but it's going to kind of tell you a little bit about me, why I decided to do it, and the story behind the name. And it kind of runs deep. And so I'm going to take you today on a journey of self-discovery, passion, and the pursuit of love. I'm a real estate broker. I decided that early in my life that I was going to be involved somehow in real estate, as my father was a real estate agent, my aunt was a real estate broker and the mayor of a small town, as well as my uncle's wife, which is my aunt. She was also a real estate guru. So I have it in my blood, and I learned a lot kind of watching and listening to them. So I knew that I wanted to get involved in real estate, and I've learned a lot. And with real estate, there's so many highs and lows. Right now, we're kind of in a low. And so I thought, as the pandemic happened and how it's ended, I decided, you know what, I'm going to take on a little different part of me. And I've always helped people. I've always been their therapist. I've always helped people find matches of love. I've always been that positive person. So when people come up to me and they're negative, which happens all the time, I've always been that person to be positive. Like, let's find something positive about what you're talking about. So I feel like I hear a lot, and I have over the years, I can't find love. I can't find anyone. There's no one in this town. I'm going to give up on love. And that just was like, ding, ding, ding. Like, Lisa, you help these people in their lives. You're their therapist with other things. And you've always helped people talk positive about love and other things. So I decided I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do it right. So I researched it and found that I could become certified in matchmaking. So that's what I did. I became certified, which a lot of people laugh at and they think, wow, there's a certification for that. But there is, and it's really beneficial. I learned so much in the certification process. I learned that there's a lot of therapy, a huge amount to helping people find love. There's a science behind it. There's just so much to it. And, you know, you don't really realize that until you open up the whole subject and start talking about it and learning about it. But I also learned the business side of it and how I can make it profitable and how I can make it affordable for people, but also I can make a living doing it. So the certification was very needed, and I highly recommend it if you ever think about getting into this type of business. So that's a little bit about me and career-wise where I've been. I've done so many things in my life. You know, I have a degree in business administration. I've just done a lot. I have a financial analysis certification from WSU, and the list goes on and on throughout the years. So I wanted to kind of touch bases about the business name, the story behind it, where we are with the podcast, and how this whole thing came about. So the story's pretty long. There's a lot to it, but I'm going to try to shorten it just to not ramble and ramble and bore everyone. So in 2010, I was in college, and I had met a friend who has become now one of my best friends during that time. And we would often sit in the hall to our business class, because sometimes we would get there early before the instructor would get there. And we would sit in the hall, and we would do a lot of our homework or whatever, or practice over a test with each other, and just kind of gave us that time to kind of put our head in the right space. Well, one time, and this was in 2010, we were sitting out there as we usually did, and I see coming from the right side of me walking down the hall this glimmering light of this gorgeous, beautiful man. His hair was long, which is what I like, and it was just this brown, flowy, gorgeous hair with this chiseled face that was just, even better than the hair, and his eyes were brown and they just pierced you. He even had a body that matched it. He was walking down the hall and I literally lost my shit. I was like, what the hell is this? What is this thing that I've never seen before attract me so much? I could feel the vibe and the energy as he walked by. It just wasn't his looks. There was something else to it. So he walked by and he walked into the Wright Lab, which I knew I was in for it. I was like, we go there all the time after class and he's going in there. So why is he in there? Well, later we found out that he had work study in there. So he was in there helping students tutor them. So that was kind of hard. I would get in there and I couldn't speak. I was always wondering when I walked in the Wright Lab, is he in here? Is he in here? You know, and 50% of the time he was, and I would lose my shit and get all anxious and the anxiety would overtake me and I couldn't speak. I couldn't think. I couldn't focus on what I was trying to do on the computer. But if he wasn't in there, then it was like, ah, okay, I can relax. Let's just do my stuff and carry on. So I kept seeing him a lot. And every time I saw him, something came over me. And mind you, I'm already in a relationship, but this was different. This was something I've never felt before. And I would try to talk to him and I'd always eavesdrop when he would talk to other people. And I would hear that he had a girlfriend and I would hear things, you know. And I always knew that this is never going to be a relationship. What is it? Then I would think, well, you know, I just want 5 minutes alone with him in the janitor's closet. Because not only was I attracted to his aura and his energy, but his looks, you know, that plays a big part of it. So I was like, you know, if I could just sneak into the closet with him for 5 minutes and have my way with him, I would be so happy and fulfilled because I don't know what this is coming over me. Of course, that never happened. And then I found out later that he got married. I did stalk him a lot on Facebook because that was my only connection to him. Luckily, he had accepted my friend request, and so I was able to see him that way. But as time went by, I got married, and then he went on to further his education across the mountains. And so I never really got to see him. I just continued to stalk him on Facebook, mind you. That was it, or social media. And one time in 2016, I was bored. I was depressed. And I was just sitting on the couch. And I was like, you know what? I was stalking his Facebook. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to message him. I had heard that he had gotten a divorce. I didn't know what his love life was like or where he was at all. And so I just wrote a message to him and I just said, you know, I don't know if you remember me. I kind of made a scene a few times in there, like not being able to be normal or laughing with my friend in there. And he did remember me. He responded right away. And he had said some words to me that were like, this couldn't come at a better time in my life right now. You know, it's not been the greatest and this is exactly what I needed. He said that he was very flattered that I had reached out to him and that I was a little bit obsessed with him, with this crush that I had going on. And so that was exciting to me. And then by the time we were done talking, which probably at that time was, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 minutes of talking back and forth, he had said to me, well, why don't we meet up when I come back home? Because his dad lives here in town and we can hang out and get to know each other. And I was like, yes. But then I kept thinking, how am I going to meet him? I can't even let him walk by me without feeling so crazy. So he did. He reached out about 3 weeks later. It was over the Thanksgiving weekend. And we did meet up and with some friends. And I was very nervous. My heart was beating super fast. I couldn't concentrate just like it was in the Wright Lab at college. It's the same sort of situation. And I think a friendship started to build. Mind you, I never wanted anything from him but maybe friends with benefits. I'd already put that in my brain. He was a little bit younger than me. He was in a whole different ballgame of life than I was at. So going forward, just after he left, it just kind of like ate at me. And I was like, I need more of that. It was awful. It became this crush of vibrant happiness, rainbows and butterflies to this kind of dark side happening because now I met him. He's not really interested in me the way I wanted it to go. Or maybe it's just his time in his life and he's just treating all women kind of like, eh. So I don't know. I never felt like I was good enough. So after Christmas, he reached out again. He said, hey, I'm back. You know, let's come over to my dad's house down here in the basement. We can hang out. And of course I came over And we had a really good time and got to know each other even more, as one might say. And then he left. And then, of course, I'm left with, what the hell is this shit that I'm dealing with now? Now this crush is really getting dark, because now I'm stalking him on Facebook and I'm messaging him here and there. I'm not really getting a response back. And then a couple months later, he said, hey, I'm back. Do you want to hang out? And at that point, I don't think he was done with college. So he was back living over in the same town as me. And that kind of made it worse, because he had an excuse living out of town. In town, there was no excuse. He just stopped really talking to me. And the only time that we would really talk is when I would message him. Sometimes he would respond and sometimes he wouldn't. And it just kind of goes on and on like this for like 3 or 4 more years. And then I happened to reach out to him 3 or 4 months later than I did the time before. And he's like, yeah, you know, you want to come over? Let's hang out. And so I did. And then, you know, as one might say, we connected again on a really good time together. And of course, that just draws me in more, creating more issues mentally with me. And that dark side just keeps rolling its little ass back around. Flash forward to where we are now. I decided to do the matchmaking business because it might seem like it was just a crush and I was being stupid. It has taken a mental effect on me so bad that I don't even know why. I've been in 2 long-term relationships and I've had to train those men to be the right. And I know that sounds awful, but there is training. There's training on his part. There's training on my part. I don't want to go through that again. So I've always put this crush in the position where it's friends with benefits, and that's what I've always wanted. I wanted that escape from reality whenever I could get it, because when I was with him, nothing else existed except for me in that moment, and that I was with him, that I longed for. I longed for him so bad that when I was with him, I felt the world was mine, and this was about me for once. So I think that's why I was drawn to his energy and his aura. And it wasn't just his beauty, it was also his vibe. So it was really hard to stay away from that. And I wanted more and more. And even now, to this day, nobody knows about this crush. My one friend from college, the crush himself, and I think one other person. Other than that, this has been almost 14 years of kept inside my brain, eating at me, driving me nuts. And I wish it would stop. I want to pursue it as friends with benefits, but trying to pull that out has just been a hard fight. And I don't think that he is necessarily into me. I think he likes that I'm a friend and that I'm slightly obsessed. And, you know, when it fits his needs to meet with me, then that's all I get. But it's so rare and so mind-affecting that it does play a huge toll on me, to where I need therapy and it's just stuff that I've drummed up my own self. Like, it doesn't need to be like this. But again, I'm attracted to something about it and I can't stop it. It's like an obsession and an addiction, and it needs treated. So where we are today is the business Crush Matchmaking and Dating Service is named solely after this crush experience that I've been through. I want to help people find the right match, the right love. And also, if they have crushes on people, let's reveal them. Let's talk about them and get them out in the open. Because if you don't go for it, you will never know. You will miss potentially an opportunity. And there's a reason why you are attracted to that person, and it needs to be fulfilled. And a lot of people just have crushes and let them go. I know other people have other lives, so sometimes you can't interrupt that life because you have developed a crush on someone. But sometimes, at the right time, this can happen. And so I want people to hear my mistakes, hear what I've been through, see what they relate on a certain level, and see if we can't bring them the joy that I wish I would have had. And that's kind of how the story goes. So the crush is going to be on a couple of episodes this season. I'm going to ask him all kinds of questions, stuff I'm not going to want to hear, and it's going to be great. We're going to just kind of lay it all out. And he's willing to come on here. This whole business is named after him, my experience with him. And also the podcast, Love's Naked Truth, kind of feeds off of that. We're just kind of talking about a lot of different types of relationships, your stories, what you've been through. Like maybe you were into men, now you're into women. Maybe you've had 100 lovers. Maybe you've had 6 children with 6 different men. You know, there's just so many stories that I know can help other people. And also people are curious. And that's also what I want to touch on is curiosity. Let's talk about it so that the listeners can say, hey, I've always wondered what that was about or what that meant. And it's going to be really fun. And I've already interviewed a lot of people, and it's been a lot of learning experience for me as well, which will also help my business and help people that are in those states of relationships or what they're looking for. And so I really hope that you guys stay tuned. We have a great season ahead of us. We have a ton of really good guest speakers. We also have just myself and my co-host, which will be here most of the time. Sometimes it will just be him and I doing an episode, but we're going to dive deep into so many different types of relationships and what's out there, what's current, what's trendy. It's a lot of fun, and we hope that you stay tuned and you're ready to take this on. We want you to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And also, if you have an interesting story to tell, reach out to us. Go on our website and just tell us your story. Maybe you can come on the podcast. Either way, it's going to be a great season. So look out for Love's Naked Truth. It's coming every week and it's going to be exciting. Can't wait for you guys to just be part of it. Thank you for tuning in to Love's Naked Truth. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want to hear more, you can find us on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. Your feedback helps us continue to bring you thought-provoking content about love, sex, and relationships. You can also connect with us on social media for updates and behind-the-scenes content. Until next time, stay true to yourself and keep loving nakedly.